Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, December 27, 2023. This is my pre-market report. Let me just say this. It is so good to be back here with all of you. It's really a form of therapy for me because if it were not for all of you, I would be in some kind of padded room. All right, look, let's talk, people. I've been covering a lot lately about things that we can expect moving forward into 2024. If you haven't seen, well, the whole bunch of videos that I have done regarding that, please do check my channel for them. I just want all of you to, and I know you get it if you follow this blog, but if you're new here, you need to buckle up for what appears clearly to be developing. And what specifically what I'm referring to is the mechanism, number one, okay, to pull cash into the now from the future. It's already being set up. You already know how this works, people. The system is so perverted. It is so twisted. It is so absolutely toxic that without, you know this already, the relentless creation of cash out of nothing and finding more and more reasons to do that moving forward, this is going to be the main theme for 24 as central banks solidify their position as world control. This has been their goal since day one. You're not supposed to know this stuff. You see, here's the thing. People have no idea why things work, how the system functions. And most importantly, in today's day and age, why central banks exist. All of you are clear on this if you've been following this blog for any length of time. Since their inception, they have had only one goal, to one day own it all, to one day be the lender and buyer of last resort. They had to take over the financial system to create a fiat system or a by decree system that their product by decree is the mode of currency that we all need to use, their system. Once they sucked the world into that, the rest of it just became a game, and they had to proceed slowly and methodically over many, 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 many decades. I mean, central banking, over 100 years old. And they have certainly pulled the world population in the direction that they wanted. And now they have complete control over, well, over everything. If they control the monetary system, the financial system, our modes of transaction, they control the economy, they control the markets, they control everything. And now, of course, this has bled off to controlling the media, the control of information. That is huge, absolutely huge. And they use the tell lie vision, the propaganda ministry, as you all know, to sway the way you think, to have you believe in something that doesn't exist anymore. And I'm referring to the current political system here around the world, where people still believe in a system that is dead, that their votes count, that they matter. That's just not the case anymore. It's if our votes counted, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. That's a fact. But the whole charade must go on. The creating of this psyop, how people must choose a side. So once you choose a side, okay, whether you're red or blue or wherever you are, you're done. Okay, then they got you and they're laughing at you. All right, the whole system, it's one system. There's no two-party system. You may think there is because that's what they're trying to convince you of. It's not the case. It's all a way to sway people's perception and create an illusion. And the more real that illusion becomes to these people, the more they grasp and hold onto it. And then they're just more done. Again, you got to stay away from that stuff and understand what's going on. Anyway, moving into 24, I really believe what I'm telling you people is going to be the year. Because we're already seeing it develop now where central banks finish what they started. And that is to, they've all these central banks work together in tandem. All these central banks are fulfilling their end game. We are going to see a lot more war, a lot more pain, a lot more suffering, a disconnect that you can't even possibly imagine between what the economy is doing and what the markets are doing. Again, central banks are collectively rigging or keeping rates suppressed. And this rate suppression scheme allows cash to move in the direction which they want it to go. That is into risk assets or the stock market and also into real estate here. What did we just find out yesterday? Real estate prices here in the United States have now outpaced every single other month that we've seen in 2023, and it's going much higher. The Federal Reserve, with other central banks around the world, are going to start cutting rates. In other words, making cash available to the market easier. They're going to maintain the illusion of liquidity. They're going to do so by, again, buying it all, by cutting rates, by fostering the illusion that risk is falling in the market. Okay, the market gauges risk by what's happening in the debt market. You all know that, all right? It's the key. Debt market is the key to this entire thing, and central banks have been manipulating that, well, since the last meltdown, which was the party over moment. That was it. This whole thing ended. You didn't know it, but it did. What they've done now is just prop it up and prop it up and prop it up. Quantitative easing one, quantitative easing two, more easy money. It just never stopped. Operation Twist, whatever they want to do here. But liquidity continues to dry up in this market. Okay, the illusion to the market, at least, because the Fed is going to start cutting rates. There's no doubt about it. And that all that does is open a doorway, as you well know, for cash to make its way into the stock market and into assets where it shouldn't go into and come out of things that it should be staying into or going into. So the distortions that exist in the market are going to get that much greater moving forward. And that presents us with opportunity, more opportunity than you can imagine. If we realize where things are going and how they're going, how it's being set up, it at least allows us from a financial standpoint to be in the right spots, okay? I've kept all of you, I believe, in the right spots for a very long time. We know what to do. We know why we're doing it. We know who our enemy is. Enemy is the central banks of the world. But again, they are so crafty how they have set this whole thing up, making people more dependent on their system. This is why we can't have a revolution or a rebellion, you understand? People are too dependent on their system. You and me, you know, we're different. We're able to put this together in such a way that we understand what's actually going on, but most people are being completely kept in the dark. They don't understand why they can't get by. They know they can't. They're tapping into their home equity. They're borrowing beyond their eyeballs. Debt defaults skyrocketing across the board. This is going to get a lot worse moving forward. More people dependent on the government. The government, which is the central banks of the world. Understand? Understanding that they're going to inflate, central banks will inflate the system. They will buy it all. They will continue to blow up global debt much, much higher, much, much higher than it is right now. What does that mean? That means that you need to be on the opposite side of that trade, people. Like I've been telling you for over a decade, betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank, holding hard assets, silver, my favorite asset of all time. Brian, thanks again. People, you get it. All of you get it. But we need to do a few other things here. If we realize, okay, that they're going to pump this market. Now, again, this market's not for everybody. But me, I am looking for more opportunity to get long. Yes, my lions. Okay, I know you know where I'm at here, okay? I am not a perma bull by any means. But I am looking for every single opportunity that I can find to buy more of this market moving forward. I believe the market is going higher as long as they keep rates suppressed. And I believe they're going to keep rates suppressed and cut rates moving forward. This is also going to create a bigger bubble in real estate. And eventually all this is going to get real. It's going to correct, but they're not done. Remember this. We're in a presidential selection cycle. The illusion of the market is a very powerful thing, okay? So that's going to be kept, I think, going for now. It does not mean we're not going to get a pullback, which we should. We don't get them anymore. But, of course, we should get a pullback or a correction. I'm welcoming that because I want to buy more of this market as long as, people have been telling you this for a long time, as long as we see risk in this market stay low. Look at the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everyone on this planet that wants to use it. Link in the description of this video. We've watched this thing drop precipitously, and I think the MMRI is going much lower. We still remain in a high risk zone. We came out of extreme risk. That's all the market wants to see is some sense of stability in the debt market. That's all, and the market's going up. You understand? I know there's a lot of people who continue every single month, crash, 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 pointing at a date, pointing at a time because of this, that, and the other thing. They're all wrong. They've all been wrong. They will continue to be wrong. Look, let's be honest. These kind of people, they're raising anxiety because they want clicks. Me, I don't give a damn if you click on this or not. If I'm making sense to you, that's fine. If I'm not, that's cool too. You know, look, I'm not going to be able to connect with everyone out here. It's impossible. But gauging from this channel and the amount of people that are here, I think collectively we are making a positive difference in the world. And that's really all I care about, honestly, is doing the right thing. And we got this down, people. Anyway, look, with regard to this market this morning, stock futures are flat. Cryptos are getting bid higher. Gold and silver are mixed. Gold catching a bid. Silver down a little bit. Crude oil relatively flat this morning. Of course, you can expect more attacks on Middle East targets by the United States. This, and they're going to blame it on whatever they want to blame it on. Okay, you and I, we have no proof. We can't say this is happening for a fact. We have to listen to the propaganda ministry via the Tell Lie Vision tell us what's happening. So we, and then of course, they're going way, way out of their way to convince you that they're doing the right thing. The president, this is how they're selling you these new airstrikes in Iraq. The president has no higher duty than to protect the troops, and the troops are under attack. Look, whether that's happening or not, I have no idea. But I can tell you that the propaganda ministry is trying to sell you that. And that same narrative over and over and over again is being played. To me, looks like a psyop. So I don't believe any of it. I don't believe a word of it at all. All I do know is they're going to come up with more reasons to pull cash into the now, more reason to expand war. Because again, war creates a greater need for borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the planet. They don't care how many people they have to kill, millions, to support the system, their system. You understand? I think this has been a pretty important video, people, and I want to hear from you. You agree? Disagree? Where do you stand on all this? All right? So look, we understand that eventually this entire thing is going to come down, but not until we see a meltdown in the debt market, and they are way off of that, okay? The debt market is the key, people. I'm going to show you again. It's the key, all right? You and I are following risk. We're not focusing on the Dow Jones Industrial Average as the propaganda ministry wants us to do. We're focusing on the driver of this market. If we realize, you and I, clearly, that central banks are going to pull more cash into the now, expand war, find other reasons to borrow more, which is massively inflationary, of course. You're not supposed to know that. That's the other thing. The other thing is you're going to hear in 24, the propaganda get a lot greater. Inflation is getting better. It's coming down. They're trying to sell it to you right now. Although year over year, in aggregate, inflation is up 3.2%. But it's coming down, according to the propaganda ministry. You understand? It's unbelievable. There's no truth anymore because there is no accountability. People do not hold anyone to account anymore, and everyone gets a trophy. That's the current situation. People, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I want to hear from you, especially on this video, because we covered a lot. All right. What do you think about this stuff? Are we on target? Are we doing the right thing, you and me? If you believe that, please give this video a thumbs up. Please share the video. Get it out there and watch the MMRI. Again, link in the description of this video. If you are so inclined, if you have not yet subscribed to my free newsletter, do so today, because I am going to be putting out all of my top trends for 24, and we'll go over it at the end of next year and see which ones played out and how it played out. All right, it's going to be a nice little fun thing for us to do a year from today. All right, love you from the heart. I mean that. I will see all of you 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for my live stream, and we got this. All right, I'll see you later.